And welcome to another edition of the world famous Chamber Chat. Jamie Gilmore, your host with you tonight, as always. So glad to be here as we are once again full steam ahead in season two. Joining me this evening as my co-host, she's been on a few episodes. It's great to have the lovely and the talented Catherine Fasiglio here.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? And Catherine's going to be on TV this week, right?
I am.
Are you excited?
I'm excited.
I mean,
I get to be on TV with Lisa.
Lisa Kriegel, who can't be here tonight, which, you know, not a bad thing. We do miss you, though, Lisa.
Yeah, we do.
We do miss you. Normally, I'm her TV sidekick,
yes.
And she's mine, but this time, since it's going to be, you're going to be talking about the women's business? What is it?
Luncheon.
There you go.
So the women
need to represent. Although I think I could come. I was going to. She asked me to come hang out in the lobby while y'all waited.
Oh yeah, you could.
I might.
But I think we got it.
Well, I mean, I know you've got it, but I will go just to mess with Lisa because she's so nervous.
No.
She's scared to death. She's shaking.
No.
And like everybody, what's so funny in this lobby, it's a lot of people that probably aren't on TV very much, right? So there's a lot of people, like, you can tell they're nervous and they're sitting there and they're just, you know, drinking coffee or whatever. And really, I think I fell asleep one time in there because I was like, I mean, because you're in there for like an hour and 45 minutes. I got a little shut-eye.
Well.
That was great. We got some guests. Of course, the Hueytown TV crew is here tonight. Gavin, as always, rarely mic'd, but I can hear him smacking pizza in my ear. That will sound great on the podcast, I'm sure. We've also got the one and only Cameron Bartlett. She is here once again eating pizza. And Jackson Reardon is joining us again. That's your name, right, Jackson?
Yes.
Reardon. Got it. Good. He's here as well. Going to be joining us more and more. I will say this. So I've got a challenge coming up. We got two guests we're going to get to in just a moment. They're with the Hueytown Arts Council. A lot of things going on. And they brought notebooks, too. They got, like, notebooks, binders, poster board, markers.
Like, official.
They're ready to just, like, give us all kinds of knowledge, so we're looking forward to that. But here's the thing I'm going to start doing. I used to do this in radio a lot. So I'm going to do challenges for the Hueytown TV crew. So the first challenge we're going to do, it's going to come up in the next couple of episodes, we're going to call it the President's Challenge. If they can name all the presidents in order, they will win dinner on us at Speedy's in the HYT. They'll get one shot per episode to try this. Now, the chances of any one of these guys or gals doing this is probably slim to none, and Slim just left town. But I do believe, Gavin said this, we were talking about it, and Gavin, just nod your head, you believe that you can memorize that, right? It's easier for me to go backwards. If I go backwards, I think I can get most of them.
So you can do it.
I think I can do most. I used to be able to do it when I was in school.
It's going to be a hard pass for me. Yeah.
But I could, you know, if you go backwards, because it's somebody you know. You know, if you go back to the beginning, it's, you know, well, it's George Washington, it's John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. It's people, you know, that it's been a long time. But now we can kind of go that way. So that's the first challenge. I'm excited in seeing Cameron Bartlett try this. Even, I want to say Cameron gets three presidents, tops, but we'll find out.
Don't be hating on her like that.
Okay, six. There you go. That's my bad. 50% of that. I'm sorry. We got that. So stay tuned for the president. We're going to be doing all kinds of challenges for season two. There'll be different prizes, different, you know, different kind of awards you can win. So stay tuned for that as we join each and every week on Chamber Chat. And now, without further ado, let's meet our guests. They are from the Hueytown Arts Council. We got Catsy Sellers. Is that correct? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. And then Wesley Wick. I know Wesley. Known him for a while. Wesley Wicks, welcome.
Thank you.
Good. Can I see if your mic's on, dude? Could you hear her? By the way, this is live. We edit nothing. So Gavin is walking. I'm going to do this play-by-play. Walking over and checking the mic out. The mic was not on. That's why, Cameron Bartlett, I'm the best in the business. I heard that. So, Cassie, now that your mic is on, welcome.
Thank you.
Great. Listen, so great to have y'all here. The Hueytown Arts Council does so many things for the city. And, you know, the great thing about the Chamber Board of Directors, which is Catherine and I own, and, of course, the Arts Council, we work hand-in-hand on pretty much, you know, we're all there together at every event. Some events y'all handle, some events we handle, but we all work together as a team. So I think that's the great thing about the city. If you ever wonder why the events are so good and there's so much going on, there's so much to do, I think you can really start with the Hueytown Arts Council and the Chamber.
Yes, I think so too.
So let's talk about, before we get into what you got, because I said you've got like a notebook. I mean, you got stuff written down. I mean, y'all are prepared. Let me give you that. I've got like one piece of paper with some names on it. And I just do that because
not even a whole piece of paper.
No, it's just like it's me with the worst handwriting of all time. I do this because, as Cameron will tell you, I am really bad with names. I just now have learned hers after a year. So there you go. So we got a lot of stuff to get to, but let's talk about, are both of you, and you answer this one at a time. Both from Hueytown, grew up in Hueytown?
Yes. Well, I grew up in Concord.
Okay, well that's Hueytown adjacent.
So yeah. Went to Hueytown. My parents taught at Hueytown high school. My husband taught at Hueytown middle school and high school.
Wow.
So got a lot of history here.
Now you went to Concord Elementary?
I did. And I taught at Concord Elementary.
Wow,
also.
Okay. I went and spoke. I used to go speak at a lot of schools here, and one of my favorite schools to go speak at was the old Concord Elementary. There was a principal there. I can't remember his name. He's there for years.
David Foster.
There you go.
Yes.
Such a good man.
Yes.
And every time I'd go wave into his office, said, "Good to have you." And then, you know, so nice. And I really love speaking at Concord.
It's a great school.
Did you go to Hueytown High School?
I did.
Okay. All right. Yes. Catherine, did you say something? I thought you whispered there. My bad. Were you in the band, cheerleader, went to a lot of games?
Yeah, well, I did all the, all the regular games.
You see all the high school stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Wesley?
I actually went to North Highlands Elementary.
Okay, no longer North Highlands. No, right. That's so sad.
Yes, and then I went to Hueytown Middle and then graduated from Hueytown High.
Okay, all right. Now, Wesley, did you get involved in any kind of football, band?
I was in band in middle school,
okay,
but I chose not to do it in high school.
Okay, what instrument did you play? Let me see if I can guess.
Well, it actually started in elementary school.
Yeah.
They had strings.
Okay.
It wasn't really a quartet, but it was like a string instrument, so I played the violin.
Well, I was going to guess violin.
In elementary school.
That's what I was going to say. You look like a violinist.
But then in middle school, I changed to the clarinet.
I was going
to
say you changed to the clarinet
when
you got into middle school because you look like somebody that would switch from the violin to
clarinet. Middle school.
I was actually going to say you possibly played clarinet in high school as well. Yeah, I can tell by looking at people what instrument they play.
What did I play?
Well, you played obviously. Yeah, that. Exactly. I got that right again. I'm on fire tonight.
My voice.
Yeah, you sang now. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. You didn't play anything. You sang. Come on. Got this right. So you graduated. Have you lived in Hueytown your whole life?
Yeah. Well, yes. Hueytown area.
Okay.
My whole life.
And your husband, he taught?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was he from Hueytown as well?
Yes.
Wow. Like y'all met.
Went to North Highlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of greatness in North Highlands.
Yeah.
Yes. So y'all met in high school?
Well, actually.
Okay. I want to hear this. Here we go.
I'm 3 years older than he is.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
I was in college and he was still in high school.
Okay. Okay. That sounds kind of illegal, but okay. I like it. That's good.
I don't know.
So you were kind of high school, college sweethearts.
It works. We've been married forever. So.
No, I mean, hey, listen, I'm pulling for you.
Yeah.
So did y'all meet? Where did y'all meet at?
We had he lived next door to one of my best friends.
Okay.
And I was at her house one day and we met and then we started playing tennis together at the tennis courts in Elmbrook Lane.
Yeah.
And we were friends for a long time and then we finally decided that we wanted to be more than friends.
The couple that plays tennis together
stays together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Were there like some instant chemistry where you're like, okay, I like this guy?
I mean, we were friends. There was instant something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I was a little older, so.
Well, yeah, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, I think we should move on.
I got you a young one so you can train him.
Here we go. You get everything on Chamber Chat.
Yeah.
That's great. So.
Nothing is held back.
Let's talk about, first of all, tell everybody what really the Art Council is, what we do, and then tell me how y'all got involved.
Well, the Arts Council is here to support the arts in Hueytown, to promote the arts. And so that's pretty much what we do. We do as many events and things that we can we do City Fest, we have art show, we have Arts and Author Expo. We try to participate in all the chamber events and what else, Wesley? Am I forgetting?
We set up booths at Paw Palooza.
Yeah.
Fall Y'all Festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got a lot of things we want to do that we're really just kind of still sort of a new organization. Yeah. So we're trying to add things every year. So
some new things in the works.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. What got you both into the Art Council? What made you decide you want to join?
Well, just as a teacher, I've always been, I've always loved the fine arts. So I, you know, had a drama club at Concord that was very well known around the county.
Okay. All right.
And you know, I've just always loved, that's just always kind of been my thing. So when I was asked if I would like to be on the committee, on the council, I immediately said yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounded like fun. So
how about you, Wesley?
So I took a few classes in high school that were arts related. I was in theater. I took a couple art classes. But I, too, am also in the teaching field. So I try to do what I can to help out. And jumping in on the Arts Council allows me to do that.
If you're listening and you're driving around, you see murals around the city of Hueytown, like at the library. That is something that the Art Council has done.
Yes. Yes. Our Arts Council painted the mural on the side of the library, and we have some more of those in the works. Mm-hmm. So
they look great, you can tell, but it was a team effort, and I think that even some of the chamber helped you. What did that?
I wasn't on that particular committee. Neither one of us were on that committee. I am now, but I wasn't at the time.
We saw pictures of the chamber there, so they could have easily just went and stood by the wall and took credit for it.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I know some
did.
Of those people actually probably
would have
did that.
That like the
I would have
ribbon
done that.
Cutting.
I would have done that.
Yeah, it was probably the ribbon.
I would have said I had nothing to do with this, ladies and gentlemen. It was like this, you know, kind of small, for him, you know, made that happen. So if we get to the events and stuff, but I got to ask you this question. This is one of the important questions we got to talk about. How do y'all put up with Jake Ware? It's very difficult for me. It's not easy. So how do you do that? I mean, because
he's a handful.
I know,
I
really.
Small doses.
No, just in case. If you're listening, Jake. Okay, Jake kind of helped put this thing together, kind of started it. And I've known Jake. We go way back. He has done a fantastic job. And his leadership is one of the reasons this thing continues to take off.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. How many people do y'all have on the board now?
On the Arts Council, we have about 20, 25.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big board.
It's more than from like when it started. It was what, 5, 6, maybe definitely less than 10 people when it first started. So it's definitely grown.
Why do you think it's grown? What do you think the biggest reason for that? Because that's impressive to have that many people that are there and really helping out.
Well, I think people like what the Arts Council's doing and want to be part of it. So I think it's a good way to be involved in what's happening in Hueytown. Mm-hmm. So
it takes a lot of hands to get things done.
It does. Yeah.
And yet, how often does the Art Council meet?
We meet on the third Monday mm-hmm. of every month.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then when we're preparing for something like City Fest or
extra dates, you know, more time.
Yeah. Or the mural committee or the art show committee,
so
then
also,
we add in extra.
In the Arts Council, there are subcommittees for each event.
Oh, yeah.
Like mural committee or City Fest committee or art show committee. So within those subcommittees, you also have meetings outside of the whole Arts Council meeting. So,
well, what committee, Wesley, are you on?
I am on the art show committee, the art in the Art in the Park Committee, and City Fest Committee.
Okay, great. I know about committees because I think I'm on like 9 committees for the chamber. I mean, every time I turn around, I'm on a committee.
Yeah.
How about you, Katsy?
Well, I am the art show, and
Katsy's actually chairwoman.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right, congratulations. All right. Yeah.
Way to go.
That's something very important. Look at you, Wesley. You got to get that
chairwoman
out there.
Chairwoman Seller. She's great.
Chairwoman Seller.
And I'm also head of the summer programs, and
summer activities,
and I'm on the mural, and I'm on City Fest. I think everybody's pretty much on City Fest.
I would think all hands on deck for that big of an event. Yeah,
so it's busy. We keep busy.
So let's talk about some of the events. You got some stuff written down that's coming up. Let's talk about some of the things that you've got coming up pretty soon with the Art Council.
So our next event is actually the art show. It is on March the 14th, it is going to be held at North Highlands Baptist Church. From the recognition starts at 6:30, but you can start viewing the art, and we will have light snacks and refreshments from 6 to 6:30.
And by light snack, like Cheez-Its?
We're actually doing charcuterie cups this
year. Wow. Okay, real quick for all the people like Cameron that don't know what that is, a charcuterie cup, please explain that.
So charcuterie is like meat, cheese.
And she doesn't know. Don't try.
Vegetables.
Did you know what a charcuterie was?
Who doesn't? Charcuterie boards are all the thing.
Yes.
The rage. Just throw it in a cup.
A little bit of everything in a little cup all together.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's compact. I like
yes.
It. Now, for the art show, I think that's – is that – up to all the schools, and you do it by age group, right?
Well, it's schools, but we also have adult category. We have an adult category too. So,
have you had an adult category every year? Is that
yes.
Something new?
Okay, no, we've always had an adult category.
How many people do you usually get in the adult category? If you just kind of had to guess,
last year we had a big chunk of people.
Yeah, maybe 20, 25
last year,
something
like
that. So between we have divisions,
sure.
Right? Not we have art and sculpture and photography. So between all of those things, we probably had that many, I would say.
Who judges the contest for you?
We actually find judges who have an art degree background.
Okay, great.
So they've been different every year.
Because I know people sometimes, you know, you got a great picture of your kids and they don't quite win. So they always want to come back and think it's a local thing. But you're doing exactly what you should do,
right.
Getting it from nobody from Hueytown. It's somebody
yes.
on the outside looking in. Great
yes.
job.
We have an elementary art this year. We have an elementary art teacher, retired
okay.
art teacher. And we have a CFO with an art degree. And we have another teacher who's worked with elementary through college.
Okay.
She's a college professor now.
With an art degree.
Yes. Teaching art. And so, yeah. So we've got a good lineup of judges.
Yeah.
I remember Jake. I've interviewed him before about this. This started out kind of as a small event. It might have been here at the Annex. I'm not sure. He told me it was here somewhere small. And now it's just blossomed into a huge event.
Yes. Yes, it has. We have it at North Highlands Baptist. And it's always a really nice turnout.
It's definitely grown. This is our fifth annual, actually. And every year it's definitely gotten bigger. More entries.
Now, Wesley, if somebody wanted to be involved, be a part of it, how do they go about that?
So all they would have to do is paint, draw.
Take a picture.
Construct a sculpture. And they can also, to actually submit it, they'll have to go on the Arts Council website and the art show application is on there. They'll have to print it out, fill it out, and then email it or bring it with them when they drop off their art on March the 11th at BNU 3131.
Okay. There you go. I'm telling you, if you haven't had a chance to be a part of this, come by. I mean, I'm sure I'd love to have as many people look at it because fantastic art. I was a part of it a couple of years ago and loved every minute of it. It's an awesome event.
Yes. We're excited about it. We want as many people to participate
sure.
as possible.
Also, for the art show, we've actually have a sponsor this year.
Okay.
So, shout out to Union State Bank for being our art show sponsor
nice.
This year.
Wow.
Thank you to them. They were able to allow us to update our prizes and our actual awards or medals this year.
So. Yeah.
So. You got to love sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And Union State, they do sponsor a lot of different things in Hueytown and a lot of different events. So, once again, if you're listening, Union State, thank you so much.
Yes.
So, what can you say what the winners get? Or is it change each?
We're still trying to get all our money.
Gotcha. Okay, so it is like a cash
organized
thing. Gotcha. Okay. I don't know if it was like a gift card.
They'll get gift cards and nice. And that sort of thing. But we're hoping that we can give some good prizes
that's
this year.
Good incentive for people
with our Union State sponsorship.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's going to help us raise our what we've done in the past.
Yeah.
So
cool.
We're excited about it.
But I would say, you know, listen, prizes are great. Mm-hmm. But I think the opportunity, if you like art and you're a true artist, the opportunity to show your art in that setting is a prize within itself.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And
a lot of our previous entries have been absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I wasn't a judge because it would be very hard.
Yeah,
it
is a tough job.
I've never attended, but just from seeing the pictures last year, even some of the kids, they're so talented.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have a lot of, our schools are good about participating, and we're trying to encourage them to do even more participation. So we've reached out to all the teachers, and we'll have them. They can even call us and get their art picked up.
Oh, so well, that's nice.
We'll do that, and we do have. We're adding in a Best of Show Teacher Award a Best Participation Teacher Award.
Okay,
so we'll be given a money prize for that as well. So,
explain Best of Show Teacher.
Well, we've still got a few weeks till the show, so we got a few details that we're still working out. But we're going to also, they'll turn in the teachers can actually kind of shortcut this process.
Gotcha.
So they can bundle their art together, and we can pick it up and have it be part of the show. Mm-hmm. So it's a little different for the teachers. So whoever participates the most,
Gotcha.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
We want to kind of give them a little bit of incentive.
Right.
And then we're also going to just have the judges kind of help us look at what mm-hmm. school has the best entries.
That's huge for teachers.
Yes. Especially it's always helpful if you can get a little extra money going mm-hmm. the direction of the teachers, which we try to do anytime we can. Mm-hmm. We try to support our teachers as much as possible.
Well, knowing the teachers that I know here in the Hueytown area, they're always going to participate, and they're always going to help, and definitely going to try to make a difference for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
So we got the art show. What else does the Art Council have coming up?
So we're actually starting a new event this year called Art in the Park. Our dates for that are June the 20th and July the 18th. It will be for students first through fifth grade. That's if you're entering first grade through entering fifth grade. We can actually say that our first project that we're going to do on June the 20th, they're going to be tie-dyeing pillowcases.
Oh, fun.
That sounds fun.
So
and colorful.
Yes, yeah. Very colorful.
And not in Mom and Dad's house.
Not in Mom and Dad's house. But
won't be messing
Mom
up.
And Dad, so please go to the park and do this. Yeah.
Go to the park.
Yes. So, and we will, we're going to break it up into two sessions. So the first session will be students entering first grade and students entering second grade. And then the second session of the day will be students entering third grade through students entering fifth grade.
Okay. All right.
That sounds fun.
And they'll pay a $10 per child fee for that so that we can cover our expenses. And the parents have to stay on the grounds during that time. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening, you can't drop off your kids and go eat dinner and just let them run around the park with their art.
Not babysitting hour.
Sit under the pavilion in the shade, but you have to be on the grounds.
But that's a great idea to continue to kind of push the art, because there's a lot of kids out there that are talented artists. Some don't even know it yet.
Yeah. Right.
But these are just so many tremendous opportunities in the city of Hueytown to do this.
That's right. That's what we're trying to do, is promote those kind of things as much as we can.
Now, I got a question for you. Who picks the movies for Movies in the Park? Is it a committee?
It's a group effort. Okay. Yeah, we usually talk about it and decide together.
Well, good job with the Goonies last year. I'm going to go ahead and say fantastic feature film. And how it didn't win an Oscar, I have no idea. I'd like to go back in time and try to make that happen. But, that's another fun event. I think people sometimes, if you're listening right now, these events that are happening, this is the Hueytown Art Council making this happen. And those kind of things, any event we do, whether it's the Chamber or whether it's the Art Council, there's planning. We just wake up one day and go, I think we'll do an event today. What do you think? Let's make this happen. I mean, and y'all do such a great job with that. And y'all should be commended for that.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all bringing the art to Hueytown. Anything else you'd like to talk about before we play five questions?
I think that's probably. I mean, that's it Those for the moment.
I know we're gonna table because we're gonna bring you back. On. We're gonna bring you back later and talk City Fest. Of course, that's a big event. It's coming up in June, correct?
Yes.
So we'll have the Hueytown Arts Council on to talk about that, but that's a Hueytown staple as well.
Yes.
But we can't let you go, and y'all have been fantastic, by the way. We can't let you go until we play five questions. And these questions, they absolutely have no meaning whatsoever. In fact, one of our previous episodes, I asked a serious question, and then I came back and asked a question about a Pop-Tart that made Cameron Bartlett laugh. And that's not easy to do. She doesn't just laugh easily. It's not easy. I was very proud of myself.
That was my pastor that had the Pop-Tart question.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Jonathan was awesome.
Yes, he is awesome.
He was awesome, and he really enjoyed himself, and we were talking afterwards, and that's great. I'm glad he came. And, you know, we hope to get some more pastors and from local churches on here as well. But here we go. So we'll go, Cassie, you answer first, and then and Wesley, you follow suit. But you cannot copy her answer, Wesley.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go. I know what you're thinking right there. Favorite fruit?
Cherries.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's one of my least favorite.
Really?
I dislike it.
Well, I like a cherry.
I like cherry flavored stuff, but not necessarily cherries.
Oh, I like cherries.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
Wes, it can't be cherries.
Mine is actually not cherries. It's actually peaches.
Okay, that's mine.
Love that's a good one.
Great minds. Great minds right here. Me and Wesley Wicks, same page, same fruit page here. I also like nectarines as well, though. It's like a close second for me.
So you told him he couldn't steal my answer, and then you stole
his. Well, I mean, I'm answering the question.
Yeah.
I'm just I really do love a peach, love a nectarine, and then probably third for me is probably a plum. Like a plum.
Yeah.
I like a little sourness in my fruits. That's just kind of my thing. Favorite soda?
Diet Cherry Pepsi.
Diet Cherry Pepsi. Okay, so we see a cherry theme.
Yeah.
Oh, with your idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Wesley.
Mine is definitely Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Diet Dr. Pepper.
Me too.
Well.
That is my drink.
So, but Dr. Pepper's great. Diet Dr. Pepper, is it still good? I don't have it. Is it good?
Yes, I drink
Does it taste like
at lunch.
But does
good.
It taste like
and
a
the
Dr. Pepper?
Zeros now are really good.
Yeah, that is good.
I but do I do like Dr. Pepper Zero.
Yes, but I do love a good
Sometimes
regular Dr. Pepper.
And I
Dr.
like
Pepper.
The cherry yes. Dr. Pepper as well.
I'm kind of shocked by that. I didn't see cherry coming there in your answer. All right, next question. What's your favorite topping to stick in a taco? What it could be anything. It could be mushrooms, spinach, slaw, Cameron, whatever. Chicken, beef, steak. What is your go-to topping that you're going to put in a taco? Does it have to be a meat? It could be anything.
You want me to answer first? Or you?
Oh, Wesley's thinking.
Wesley.
He is. I was looking at him because he's so focused.
He's very
like,
serious.
He's
about
like,
his food.
Man, I really like tacos. This is going to be tough for me.
But
go ahead.
When we have tacos, we have lots of toppings.
We have taco spreads.
I'm just going to go with cheese. I mean, cheese. You got to have some cheese.
Yeah. So cheese, you're going to put it. Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Question.
Okay.
Do you like the white shredded cheese or the yellow?
You know what? I don't even care. It doesn't matter. I just like cheese.
See, when I'm at home, I'll eat yellow. But I like the when I go to the Mexican restaurant, I want the white.
Yeah,
I know. There's
I like
something
the
about
white
it
too. I do.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so cheese is out for me. Yeah. But I will say, I really like lettuce on my taco.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So no meat. We're going just cheese, and we got lettuce. So
well,
lettuce
you said
taco
topping.
Jamie.
I didn't really count meat.
I mean, no. I mean, for me, topping. I'm putting chicken, and then I'm putting beef on top of the chicken. That's a topping. I mean,
okay,
there you
well,
go. That's a lot. That's quite tasty. What do you think?
Each his own.
No. When I think of toppings, lettuce, tomato, sour
yes,
cream,
the stuff
salsa,
that goes
cheese,
on top.
Yeah. Not your protein source.
That's true. I got to think about that. Maybe I got to reword that question for the next episode. I'm saying I would put a lot of stuff on a taco. I mean, that's what I would do. All right. What's your favorite childhood memory, period?
Oh, my goodness.
And it could be anything. It could be going to the drive-in theater and watching Grease. That was me. Absolutely.
Oh, that drive-in theater was a good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Cameron, by the way, they had a big, huge movie screen, and people drove their car. I mean, no, they just generations never been to a drive-in. Come on.
They have one at Leeds.
Not anymore.
I see him in movies.
They closed it?
Yesterday. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I had so many good childhood memories. My childhood was full of good memories. I had a whole passel of great aunts.
Okay.
And we would all gather around my grandmother's kitchen table, and they would talk nonstop, and they would talk over each other, and I always loved to be at Granny's house around the kitchen table with all my people. So that's probably...
That's a great... Man, that kind of family members? That's a great... Yeah.
I would have to say mine would be... being able to travel. My family, we traveled a lot. We went somewhere different every summer. So I would say all the different places I was able to go as...
Is there one place that sticks out? Did you ever go to Egypt?
I have not been to Egypt.
Nobody really has.
the farthest I traveled was Europe, but that was, I wasn't really a child. I was a senior in high school.
That was a quick flight too, right?
17 hours.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Hope you wrote a book.
But yeah, I'd have to say Mama Beach is traveling.
Yeah, that's a good, we traveled a lot too when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. That does sound like fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, final question. On a scale of 1 to 10, rank yourself as a driver. Mine, I'm probably a 3.
I'm a solid 8.
I'm going to say I'm going for 9. Yes.
Okay.
I'm a good driver.
A follow-up question. On a scale of 1 to 10, rank your road rage.
Definitely a 9. 9.5.
Mine used to be a 9.5, but I have way mellowed out. I'm way down into the maybe 3. I don't let that bother me.
That
anymore.
Is awesome.
Yeah, well, you never know these days.
But I don't drive to work. I'm retired, so
there you go. Makes life a lot easier when you don't have to get out there.
Yes. Yeah.
I drive through Birmingham daily. So
65.
Yeah, 65. Ooh,
get
my trustful, so
on a Monday morning. Like, okay. Great day, sir.
Well, Kathy and Wesley, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work. Seriously, on the Hueytown Arts Council, y'all do great things, and it's so good that you're introducing art to a lot of kids that might not have had that chance without the Art Council.
Thank you. We're trying, and we're hoping that we'll have some theater possibilities in the future.
Awesome.
And
love the stage.
Maybe we're trying. We're looking at some possibilities. So.
A lot of events in the works.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Thank y'all so much for joining us. And in honor of Wesley's shirt, we're going to go Come Together by the Beatles. Yes. Is your go-home song. Until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.